Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can, if we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Without further ado, I want to welcome with great pride and excitement, Roz Savage. Welcome to the Green Front.
Great to be here, and lovely to be talking with you again, Betsy.
Well, we just met in Nashville, had a glass of wine, shared a lot of stories, mostly yours, and I just sat there. I think it took about 20 minutes for me to close my mouth. I was amazed at your courage and your adventures and your accomplishments. So go back and tell us, as you did tell the attendees at the Gore Summit, how you came to be a solo rower and what shifted for you. You had a bit of an eco-epiphany when you were living what appeared to be sort of the dream life. I guess not the American dream. You were living in London.
Absolutely. Yes, it was a very different life from the one that I lead now. I was living the London yuppie life, I suppose. I graduated from university in the late 1980s, and back then everybody wanted to be a management consultant or an investment banker, and because I didn't have any better ideas of my own, I just went along with what everyone else was doing, and for 11 years, actually, worked as a management consultant, and it's strange because I think I knew from day one that it actually wasn't really me. It wasn't the life that I wanted to be living, but it's amazing how constrained I felt by people's expectations. But eventually, there was such a growing gap between who I felt I was on the inside and this life that I was living on the outside, that I just really felt that I had to make a change or go crazy. So the trouble then was that I didn't know what to change to. And what really helped me clarify this question in my mind was one day I sat down and I wrote two versions of my own obituary, the one that I wanted and the one that I was heading for. And at that time, the one I was heading for was, you know, nice enough, a decent life, lived in a London suburb. But it just didn't really seem to be very meaningful. And I knew that I wanted to do something more purposeful with my life. I felt like I had a specific purpose, and I didn't know what it was, but I was pretty certain that management consultancy was not it.
Good for you. And then following that feeling, wherever it took you.
Yes. Well, what I realized when I wrote the obituary that I did want was that I really wanted to feel like I was making a contribution. And I think what that exercise really brought home was just that process of joining up the dots and seeing where they're leading and then asking myself, is that the direction that I actually want to be going? Or these dots of my todays, are they actually leading me towards a future that I don't want? And at that point, the answer to that was, yeah, I'm definitely not on track. So I realigned a lot of things. And for me, becoming environmentally aware was absolutely part and parcel of that awakening. It was joining up those dots for us collectively and saying, is this the kind of future that we want for our planet? Or, in fact, if we carry on living our todays as we're living them right now, are we going to end up just destroying this planet and, in fact, destroying ourselves?
And so you decided that one of the issues you wanted to focus attention on was it plastics initially? Because I know climate change is at least part of your current focus, as well it should be.
Indeed. Well, my Pacific row is broken into three stages, and I decided that I wanted to have a different environmental message for each stage of the row. So last year, when I rowed from San Francisco to Hawaii, I was focusing on plastic pollution because my row took me past North Pacific garbage patch, and as you probably know, there is so much plastic ending up in the oceans, and we've really only just discovered the scale of the problem, and it's already a huge problem. And the bad news is that there's not that much that we can do to actually get the plastic out of the oceans. I'll probably leave it to Anna to come in to talk a bit more about that, because she's the real expert. What I was basically trying to do with my row last year, I was trying to focus on the positive with my environmental messaging, because I feel like if people want bad news, there is plenty of bad news out there. They just have to do a quick Google to find out what's really going on with the environment.
A fresh batch every day, in fact, in our inbox, right?
Exactly. And it can actually make people start to feel, they become almost immune to it, or they feel guilty, ashamed, a lot of negative emotion. And I'm really trying to say, okay, the situation is bad. You know, I'm not trying to put a gloss on it. I'm just trying to say there are things that we can do. And with the plastics, we can actually stop making, we can avoid making the problem any worse just by being responsible consumers and making decisions as to whether we take our reusable grocery bag, our reusable coffee cup, and our reusable water bottle. If we could just do those three simple things, and they don't cost very much, but they actually, if everybody did that, it would make a massive difference on the amount of plastic that we're generating these days. So it's really just, I'm trying to say to people, just be conscious, just be aware, just think about the consequences of your actions and decisions. And just keep checking in with yourself to see if they're leading us towards the future that we want.
When people ask me when I do public speaking, you know, what is the one most important thing they can do, I used to struggle with that because, oh my, there's so much. I came up with this, maybe sort of the same thing you're saying and doing. Well, no, I'm not doing what you're doing. You're in a class by yourself, Roz. God bless you. But what I say is put on the green glasses and see the world through the eyes of someone like me, probably like you, those of us who were born with that extra green gene, that W chromosome, waste prevention. I don't know why some of us are that
green
way.
Green glasses. I really like that. Can I steal that one from you?
Well, I may call my next show the Green Glasses, but you can be my co-host. How's that? When you get
it's
back.
It's a deal.
And when we get back from our break, we're going to hear about what you're about to take on. It's a huge undertaking. When I saw you, there were 9 days to count down, and now you're about 2 days, 3 days away from launch. So really good of you to take time out from what must be some really hectic preparations underway. You're in Hawaii. Is that where you're leaving from?
That's right. I'll be leaving from the Waikiki Yacht Club on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. I should be rowing off into the sunset. So, yes, it is all a little bit hectic here at the moment. There's a lot going on. The boat is still having its electrical system fitted, which is causing me a few moments of panic. But
well, we want you to get back and fix that, but we're lucky enough to have you for about another 10 minutes. So stay with us, Roz Babbage. When we come back, you're going to hear about this incredible journey, phase two, that Roz is about to take off on, what it's all about, what you can do to support her. You're listening to Greenfront Radio. I'm Betsy Rosenberg. Stay with us.
Keep listening to the Green Talk Network for the latest in the sustainability and green movement for all of our futures, today and tomorrow. The Green Talk Network. Spread the green.
In today's business world, sustainability is the key driver of business opportunity and brand value. Join over 600 business leaders, brand strategists, designers, and sustainability execs at Sustainable Brands 09, the third annual gathering of business leaders focused on innovating for sustainability, May 31st through June 4th in Monterey, California. At Sustainability Brands 09, you'll hear Dell, Office Depot, Clorox, FedEx, Caterpillar, Williams-Sonoma, Method, Frito-Lay, and many more. Share stories of sustainable business success. Learn more at www.sustainablebrands09.com or call 650-344-9693. That's 650-344-9693. On the Green Front, listeners get a free night stay at the Monterey Marriott. Use code OGFSB094H. Restrictions apply.
Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can, if we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Hey, tea lovers, this is Betsy Rosenberg, and I hope you know about my favorite brand of tea. If not, listen up. This is not just another brand of tea. It's an entirely different level of tea. I'm talking about Mighty Leaf, the tea that's so delicious it helped my husband and I kick our coffee habit a few years ago. Not only does Mighty Leaf use the whole leaf of teas grown in China, India, and beyond, and come in a flavorful assortment of blacks, greens, and whites, but the pouches that hold the tea are as high a quality as the tea itself. The silk and biodegradable sacks are not only glue, staple, and chemical-free, they're gorgeous and made from corn. Check it out yourself. You'll find Mighty Leaf at Whole Foods markets across the country, in the finest hotels and restaurants, as well as online at MightyLeaf.com. My current favorites are the Organic Detox Infusion and Organic Green Dragon. So start your day with a cup of organic Mighty Leaf tea and get infused with your green routine. In stressful times like these, we need to detoxify our bodies as well as our environment. Discover for yourself why with just one cup of Mighty Leaf tea, you'll be hooked for life. For personal and planetary health, drink Mighty Leaf.
This is the